On the Ag Show today, we are talking to Greg Sears. He's one of the directors involved with the Alberta Wheat Commission, who joins us on the line right now. So I guess the first question for you today, Greg, is about the Alberta Wheat Commission. Why don't you kind of sort of take us through sort of what all you guys sort of do in the industry here?
So the Alberta Wheat Commission is a nonprofit farmer-directed organization. The primary function is to direct farmer levies, which are collected from wheat deliveries in Alberta, and direct them to different purposes that help support the long-term profitability and health of Canadian and Alberta wheat farmers. The main areas of focus are on research, agronomy, government policy and advocacy on behalf of farmers, and market development for our products. I say we also do a fair bit of extension to farmers in Alberta to help get them the tools they need to have the healthiest farms they can.
Well, as you sort of mentioned there a little bit, there is the Alberta Wheat Commission is involved in some research products. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the big ones that the Wheat Commission is part of on that sort of that front there?
Okay, well, approximately 45% of the levies collected go toward research. That's better part of $5 million a year. One of the biggest things that it goes toward is varietal development. We're involved in what's called the Canadian Wheat Research Coalition, and that partners with similar organizations in Saskatchewan and Manitoba to help develop new varieties of wheat and to help with better ways of producing the crop. We also fund agronomy research, which is research directed toward the best way to grow the crop, and getting that information out to producers.
And I know with some of the different sort of farm groups that we've talked to on the show here, a lot of them have mentioned about sort of the kind of the supply and demand of their products and how that's sort of gone in a few different directions over the last year or so because of the obvious pandemic going on. So when it comes to the wheat side of things, how has that sort of market been affected over the past year?
I think the market has seen some upside for sure. Not as dramatic as some of the other crops, but we have seen steady demand for wheat and cereals in general, which has been good for producers. I think we've been very fortunate that Alberta Wheat, in addition to other organizations, have advocated that agriculture be deemed an essential service. So a lot of our supply chain challenges that could have arisen through the pandemic have not, which has been, again, very fortunate for us.
And you've talked a little bit about the market there. Was there any sort of other effects that the pandemic had sort of on wheat farmers?
on a large scale side, I don't know if you can pin a whole bunch down to the pandemic, but certainly on a more local front, there's certainly been a resurgence in people's desire to have local food, domestic food, and also kind of getting in touch with their baking and all that type of thing through the pandemic.
Finally, when it comes to sort of resources that the Wheat Commission has for farmers, what kind of sort of information do you guys sort of have available for people interested in sort of the wheat side of things and you're growing that crop as well? What kind of information and resources are available for farmers there?
Well, we do a number of initiatives that aimed at extending information. There is, first and foremost, our new website, which is albertawheatbarley.com. There's also a podcast called The Growing Point. We put out several newsletters on a regular basis that all wheat producers who pay levies will get in their mail. And the new initiative this year has been kicking over the publishing of the Alberta Blue Book, which is a crop protection book for Alberta farmers.